Hello and welcome to Mostly Classical. My name is Mary Beecher and I'll be with you for the next hour. If you have any requests for a future show, please do get in touch on 024-91199 or 024-92288. You can text in your request on 089-406-6669 or you can email reception at CRY104FM.com. So our show today is based on a record that I was looking at during the week. It's one of Jim Coleman's old records, for those of you who would have known Jim Coleman. And it's called These You Have Loved. So we'll start the show today with a piece from that record. And this is Air on a G-String from Bach. This is Gehudi Menuhin and the Bath Festival Chamber Orchestra. Enjoy.
Thank you.
going out today to all the residents of Cushowing. That was from Bach, and it is commonly known as Air on a G String, arranged as such by the German violinist August Wilhelm, and it was once an essential part of every violinist's repertoire. So I hope you enjoyed that. It is from Suite No. 3 in D Major, and that was Yehudi Menuhin with the Bath Festival Orchestra. Our next piece of music today is from Rafe Vaughan Williams, and this is Lyndon Lee. On this piece of music, you'll hear Janet Baker, the mezzo-soprano, singing with Gerald Moore on piano. And Vaughan Williams wrote many songs and made many arrangements of other folk songs. And this one in particular is, the words were written by William Barnes, who was a poet from Dorset. It was written in 1901. And Vaughan Williams composed the music for it. So when first it was printed with words, they were in the Dorsetshire dialect. So this is a real treat today, and I hope you enjoy it, going out today to all those in the community houses. The fabulous voice of Janet Baker there, mezzo-soprano, accompanied by Gerald Moore on the piano, and that was Vaughan Williams' Lyndon Lee. Of course, the linden will be coming into flower next month, and we'll be looking forward to that. We know it as the lime tree, I suppose, more commonly around here. The bees love it, and the smell from it is just fantastic. And if you get a chance to get some lime honey, oh, it's just delicious on a little bit of toast in the morning. So something to look forward to. Our next piece of music today is Beethoven Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, more commonly known to you and me as the Moonlight Sonata, and this is the first movement. It is played for us by Walter Jesking. Thank you. The wonderful Walter Gieseking there playing Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 14, the Moonlight Sonata. So that is number 14 in a cycle of 32 piano sonatas by Beethoven. And it says here on the record sleeve, it was inevitable that those with the nicknames should become best known to the musical public. Its soubriquet, another word for a nickname, but I had to look that one up, was not Beethoven's own choice, but that of a contemporary poet who found that this highly impressionistic music recalled to him moonlight, playing on the Vierwaldstätter See. Now, the Vierwaldstätter See translates from German as the Lake of the Four Forested Settlements. And you may be no further forward with where that is, but it is in fact Lake Lucerne. And that was another one I had to look up. So these programme notes are just wonderful. I'm really enjoying reading them. I hope you enjoyed that piece of music today, going out to all in the community hospital. Our next piece of music now is from Franz Lehár. This is You Are My Heart's Delight, and it is sung for us by Nikolai Gedda, accompanied by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Otto Ackermann.
See you.
the voice of Nikolaj Gedda, the Swedish tenor there, singing You Are My Heart's Delight from Franz Lehár's The Land of Smiles, written in 1929. Of course, Richard Tauber is very famous for that, being in the cast of when it came out first. And Nikolaj Gedda does a wonderful version there, and he is hailed in German-speaking countries as Tauber's successor. No mean feat there. Next up, we have Edward Elgar's Nimrod from the Enigma Variations, and this is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Philip Ellis. First performed in 1899 under Hans Richter, Elgar's Enigma Variations brought its composer overnight fame. It has remained his most internationally recognized work. Each variation is a portrait of a friend or relative, the most famous of these being number 9, which we've just heard, commemorating Elgar's great friend A.J. Jaeger of Novellos, the publishing house. Characteristically, Elgar called the variation Nimrod, who is the god of hunting. Jaeger is the German for hunter. So nice there, just bringing us up to the break. You are very welcome if you've just joined me. My name is Mary Beecher and this is CRY 104 FM, mostly classical. Again, just if you have a future request, I would love to hear from you. You can email reception at cry104fm.com. You can text in on 089 406 6669. Or you can phone the studio on 024 91199 or 92288. And of course, you can contact me directly. I would be delighted to take your request. Next up, we have Forey's Requiem. This is part five, movement number five. It's Agnus Dei. And this is the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with Sir David Wilcox and the New Philharmonia Orchestra. Agnus Dei, You're the Lamb of God, from Fauré's Requiem, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. So Fauré was born in 1845 and died in 1924. He is celebrated for his exquisite musical qualities as a miniaturist, his songs and piano music having an especial refinement of expression. His chamber music shows the wider emotional range of which he was capable, but Fauré wrote few large-scale works. One of these, the Requiem, is dedicated to the memory of his father and has achieved a place in the international repertoire. The Agnus Dei is the fifth section of the work and is especially noteworthy for its beauty of the accompaniment, almost entirely by strings. The calm serenity of Fauré's Requiem, which was first performed in the Madeleine Church, Paris, in 1888, has given solace to music lovers everywhere. Next, our piece following this one is from Sibelius. It is from the Corelli Suite, and this is the intermezzo. It is Remo Luca and the Lahi Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Osmo Vanska. Thank you. intermezzo from Karelia's suite that was by Jan Sibelius, the Finnish composer, who has been characterized as being strongly nationalistic and having romantic tendencies. The Karelia suite was written in 1893 for a pageant organized by students in the province from which the title stems, a region which provided the rich panoply of Finnish mythology, the source of much inspiration to Sibelius. The intermezzo, the first of the suite's three movements, which we've just heard, is thoroughly characteristic with its colourful and heroic musical rhetoric. I hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, we have Bizet's Pearl Fishers, and this is Au fond des temples saintes, the famous duet. Here we have Ernst Blanche and Nicolas Guedda singing with the Orchestre du Théâtre National de l'Opéra Comique, conducted by Pierre Deveau.
Non, rien.
J'irai de rester la nuit.
hope you enjoyed that wonderful duet there from Bizet's Pearl Fishers. First performed in 1863, it is set in Ceylon, now known as Sri Lanka. The plot concerns the love of two friends for the same woman, Zurga, the king of the pearl fishers, and Nadir, the baritone and tenor roles respectively. The object of their love is the priestess Layla. The score has some suitably exotic touches, and there are several outstanding arias and duets throughout it, most memorable of course being that one that we've just heard, and it also contains one of Bizet's most memorable tunes. So that was The Pearl Fishers. Our next piece of music today is from Prokofiev. This is the Symphony No. 1. In D, it is called the classical, in inverted commas, it's a gavotte, and it is played for us by Yuri Temirkinov. Prokofiev Symphony No. 1, that was the third movement, gavotte. Prokofiev wrote 7 symphonies, of which the first is the so-called classical. It quickly secured universal recognition for the composer. The title classical was in fact quite deliberately Prokofiev's own. His aim was to write a modest symphony in Haydn style with attacks of new harmonies. This typical infusion of Prokofiev's ironic wit prevented the work from becoming an arid exercise in musical restoration. Completed in 1917, the symphony incorporates it as its third movement, a gavotte, which Prokofiev had written a year earlier as a solo piano piece. There you go. Yuri Temirkinov on the piano there. Next up we have, I love this one, it's a bit of fun, it's the duet of the two cats, and this used to be attributed to Rossini but is now thought that Robert Lucas Purcell wrote it. The voices here are Victoria de Los Angeles and Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, and this is during a tribute to Gerald Moore, the famous pianist.
Yeah.
That was the duet of the two cats and the voices of Victoria de Los Angeles and Elizabeth Schwarzkopf there with Gerald Moore on the piano. That was recorded in 1967 at London's Royal Festival Hall, and the concert was entitled A Homage to Gerald Moore. They paid tribute to the man who raised accompaniment to an art. Isn't that just beautiful? So it's come to that time again. It is the end of the show. I can't believe it. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you have a wonderful week and that you can join me again next week. I'll leave you with an excerpt from the Blue Danube Waltz. This is the London Symphony Orchestra.